Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Modern Savvy CPA. And we are going to continue our series on bad money habits that businesses have and how to work on them or how to make them better, how to recognize them. Because, you know, I believe in everything that once you recognize something or once you know that this is how the way you are, that's the only way you can make it better. You know, I've seen so many denials. I myself have been a denier when it comes to myself. So, you know, when someone is criticizing you, I read something the other day, is when someone is criticizing you, take it as constructive criticism, whether it's meant to be or not. Because then you can think about what it is and you recognize within yourself what it is that you need to change or you want to change. You know, there are many things about myself that I accept about myself, but recognizing what these habits are, recognizing these bad habits is a part of you. So if there is a bad habit that you want to change, or you focus on changing. For example, I prioritize my bad habits. I'm always late. I'm not 2 hours late, but I might be 10 minutes late. And that's a bad habit that I have been proverbially trying to change. But it's really down on my list of priorities. It's one habit that I want to change, but it is down in the priority list of what are the habits that I feel like it's most important to change. But once I have admitted my bad habit and I'm more comfortable with it, I can work around it. You know, you trick yourself into being early, or you set the clock back. So once you recognize what those habits are, then you're able to work within yourself for those habits. So this goes for finance also, you know. Part of the problem, and one of the biggest problem, is the starting problem, is we don't think we have a problem. We're broke and we don't know why. Our business is not doing well, but we're making so much money. You know, these are all questions that have answers that can't be analyzed. You know, as an accountant, as a lifelong accountant CPA, I analyzed the crap out of everything. That is one of the things that I'm good at. That is one of the things I love to do. You know, I recognize if something is wrong when I'm looking at the overall picture. I look at the overall picture, okay, something's not right here. And then I start digging. And I dig and I dig and I dig and I figure out what it is that it is. It works for my finances. It works for my clients' finances. When I used to be in the corporate world, that was what my boss always wanted me to do. He's like, okay, here's an account. It's off by blah, 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 blah. I need you to analyze it for the year. I need you to analyze it for the quarter or something like that. I get down to it. I start working at it. And it's one of the things that I like to do. And it's one of the things that a good accountant, an experienced financial analyst, will understand and will know how to do. And you want to make sure that when you're hiring tax advisors, financial advisors, CPAs, whoever you're hiring, that they're experienced enough to see the overall picture as to what the problem might be, and then digging deep on how to solve the problem. So the first thing that you always need to do, and the first thing that I'm trying to teach you when it comes to financial literacy, is recognizing what the issues are. So today we're gonna be focused on, you know, how a business should prepare for financial emergencies. You know, so just like the home, you know, we have financial emergencies in the home. We have financial emergencies in our rental property. We have financial emergencies in our business. So we have to have backup plans for everything that happens. We have to anticipate this when we're working. So successful businesses and businesses that are prepared financially, have thought about the different things that could go wrong and are prepared for it and have a plan for it, will cost a lot less in the long run than you having to deal with something when you're not prepared for it. You know, for example, when my dad passed away, the plot, the burial plot, was three times as much as the one that my aunt bought for her when she passes away, because it's 25 years later and she's still alive, and she bought her plot at that time. So my dad passed away unexpectedly, and it cost three times as much for that plot than for her, the one that she bought at the same time, because she's planning ahead. I mean, that's not a really good example, but that was the first one that came to my mind where, you know, you plan ahead. So even in death, you can plan ahead. I guess that's my point when it comes to that. So that's what we're going to be focusing in this section of our bad money habits that businesses have, and how to avoid them, or how to create a better money habits once we've recognized these bad money habits. So one of them is not being prepared for emergencies. Now, of course, we don't have a crystal ball where we can look into it and we can tell you what all emergencies are, but we can have a plan. Having a plan is important. Sometimes the plan does not work out anything that the way you planned it, but having that plan, you could always pull something from it. Being prepared is so important in every aspect of your life. Having a plan and being prepared, especially when it comes to finance, especially when it comes to business finance, you will go a far way, and it will make you a much more successful entrepreneur, and it will help your profitability. And one of the things that I focus on when it comes to my businesses is not so much their revenues. Revenues are important, but most of my clients know how to go out and get their revenue. They know how to build revenue, but their problem is, and their issue is, their hiccup is their profitability. And that is something where, if you analyze it and you understand, that is where your financial records come in. And that is where I can help you. That is where good accounting records, a good accountant, a good advisor can help you, is looking at that. You're good at your business. You're good at what you're doing. You're good at making millions of dollars of revenue. How much of that are you keeping? That's where your profitability, maximizing your profitability, comes in. So one of the things that I want you guys to have plans for is when there are emergencies. Now, what are emergencies that businesses have that comes about? Many of them that happens in our personal life. For example, we live down here in Florida, so we have natural disasters. We have hurricanes, we have tornadoes, we have fire sometimes, once upon a blue moon. We have floods. So we have all these different things. So that's one. Crisis. Unexpected crisis may include a terrorist act, a mass shooting, unfortunately, riots, lockdown in the area, loss of a crucial personnel. You know, sometimes, you know, I have a friend right now that one of her employee, who has been an employee in her accounting department and a very crucial employee, husband and her went out for a motorbike ride and they both died. Now they're scrambling to figure out how many things this girl did and the things that, you know, trying to hire someone to fit in those shoes. So that's another disaster that you need to plan for. You know, theft. You know, there's many types of theft when it comes to our world today. There's the normal robbery, run-of-the-mill robbery, but one of the things that I'm noticing a lot with businesses now, and even in my industry, in the accounting industry, is cyber theft, cyber crimes. You know, people hijacking your books, people hijacking your system. So that's one of the things that you need to look at and be prepared for financially. Also, you know, equipment failure, depending on what type of equipment you have, you know, your office could get flooded. You could have power outages. We've had several things happen down here when it comes to storms, you know, things like that. You know, you might have lawsuits, you know, you want to be make sure that you're prepared for lawsuits. Financial disasters might happen, you know, somewhere along the chain, there might be some type of a supply chain disruption. We've seen almost all of these things during the past couple of years. That's why I thought this was an important topic for us to cover now and understand, you know, so that this is a really bad money habit that businesses have. They have no plan, no financial plan, backup plan for disasters, because we don't think any of these things could happen. Of course, we, you know, one of my motto is, you know, prepare for the worst, but hope for the best. Always hope for the best. You're always hoping for the best, because an optimistic attitude is so important if you want to be a successful person. No matter what industry you're in, no matter if you're an employee or a business owner, an optimistic attitude is what's important. But you always want to be prepared. So you prepare for the worst and you always hope for the best. So, you know, you want to make sure you're doing that. You want to make sure that you have a financial disaster plan for every aspect of things that could happen. One of the things that we talked about that I just went over from this list, you know, you requires insurance. For example, I have a cybercrime insurance for if my books are stolen, because that's something that you need these days if you're very reliant on your computer. I am a tech heavy, you know, it's called fintech for accountants now. If you think about it, you know, we don't do anything by numbers. And if you are going to be an accountant or you're going to be a CPA, or you're going to do anything in the finance world, you have to have technology along with your, you know, base knowledge. So your finance, accounting, business knowledge has to come with the tech savvy of part to it. So I think that accounting, tax advising, financial advising has to come with the tech savvy part of it. I don't think you can have one without the other in today's world. So one of the most important thing is having that right insurance just in case something like that happens to you. You know, assess your business risk factor. So make sure you understand the first thing that you need to consider is that if something goes wrong, including a national disaster, you should consider these things. You should consider, you know, where your business is located and what kind of disaster it is, whether it's a hurricane, an earthquake, a wildfire. You know, you should consider what type of perishables you have. For example, if you're in the restaurant industry, you know, you need to be have a plan for your food, because that's could be a financial disaster for you, because most of your inventory is perishables. So you want to make sure that you have a disaster plan for that. What happens if you lose electricity? What happens? You want to make sure that you have extra funds set aside for that. You know, one of the other things that you need to look at is make sure that you're maintaining your equipment, so that if you're maintaining your equipment, that means it'll last you longer and it's ready, and then you won't have the financial hit of buying new equipment earlier. Or if something happens, if there's a disaster, that the equipment is properly maintained and it can be repaired. So you want to make sure you're doing that, you know. Analyze your essential business functions. So you want to make sure that you know what's important, what's negotiable, what's non-negotiable, which roles are the important roles that you know you need to have for short-term period, you know, that is going to help your business running short-term period, in a short-term period, so you can continue to have revenue. You can continue to maximize your revenue within your limited period. You know, you want to have an emergency response plan. So, you know, go over your emergency response plan. You know, what are the routines that you're going to be doing? You know, what employees are going to be happening? You want to make sure that if you have employees, you have a workers' compensation plan, because if you get sued from your employee, that can cost you a lot more money. If you have workers' comp, that is one of the financial emergency plan that you have in case something happens there. Back up everything when it comes to your data, you know, make sure everything is digitized, make sure it's backed up, make sure, you know, you have everything encrypted, you know, so if there's any power outages or floods or things like that, you have backup. Usually they recommend having backups in the cloud or in separate areas, a different place from where you are currently right now. You know, for example, when we have hurricanes, some of the stuff that the company I used to work for, their backup was in North Carolina. So if my internet was working, I was able to log in to our system and still work from home, even though the office did not have backup when we usually have hurricanes here. So down here in Florida, we try to have a contingency plan for all these things. You know, don't rely on individual people. Rely on your plan, rely on your systems. You know, yes, you want to make sure that you have people that you know, you have people in within the backup plan, but don't rely on them alone. Make sure that you're looking into that. Make sure, like I've mentioned before, having the right insurance. Make sure that you are consulting your insurance provider and you are having the right insurance for your business so you don't go bankrupt because something unforeseen happened and you get sued and you have no insurance to cover that part of your business, you know. The one of the main things I want you to think about is have an emergency fund. You know, just like you would have an emergency fund at home, you want to make sure that you have an emergency fund for your business that will cover your business expense. I like to keep my emergency fund in a money market that earns a good amount of interest, you know, that's earning some interest. So that's where my emergency fund for my business is. My emergency fund for my business and my emergency fund for my home or my personal is in a money market account that could that is earning between 4% and 5% of interest on it. So at least it's keeping up somewhat with the rate of inflation. One of the things that younger business owners that I've learned from younger business owners and younger people that are paying attention to their finances is they shop around for these money market accounts. The bigger banks are not doing that for us. So they shop around, they have smaller banks, they have smaller financial companies that are offering these money market funds, money market accounts for good interest rate. So don't be stuck on one place. Shop around, look, do your investigation, you know, look through things, you know, educate yourself about what the market is. Our world is ever changing. And you, something that worked for you in 1995 when it comes to your finances, for example, the cash method of doing things, is not working in 2023 or 2025 and won't be working in 2030. So every few years, if you are smart and you want to be a successful business owner and maximize your profitability, you always have to be keeping up with the changing world, making sure that you are following the things that are happening in today's society, making sure that you are maximizing all of the benefits that we are given. You know, I'm going to touch on this subject, which I don't usually touch in current events, but I definitely will try start touching it. You hear everywhere about ChatGPT and AI, you know, and everybody complains about that. Everybody complains, oh, it's going to take over this, it's going to take over that. When I first started accounting, they told me the computers was going to take over tax preparation and accounting. I am here to tell you that it's not taking it over. And because people are listening to this, the accounting field is going to end up does currently work people to death because we do not have people that have done accounting or are in the market for accounting degrees. So that's number one. And number, because people thought computers was going to take over it. I am telling you, my tax program is wonderful, but it does not think for me. And if you have someone that just enters numbers in a tax program, it does not think for me. If I don't do my tax research, understand my codes, know what to include into these programs, whether it's my bookkeeping program, my tax research program, any of the computer things that are helping me to run my business or helping me with my profession, they are not a human being. And AI is great. AI is wonderful. You want to make sure that you're keeping up with that to help you complement you, supplement you within your business. I do that, but it is not taking over the world. It is not taking over my business. You're still going to need human beings. You're still going to, yes, there are going to be situations where computer did take over some of the mundane things that we used to do with account in the accounting and finance industry, but that does not mean that the industry is going away. We're always going to need human beings. So you want to make sure that you have, you know, set up your plan on making sure that you're keeping up with all of the technologies that are involved today that could help you work when there's a disaster. You know, I think that with COVID that just happened, we have come a far way with maximizing remote working and working from anywhere where we're able to, you know, still be able to produce revenues while we're waiting for the disasters to be over, while we're working with these things. So I think because of remote working and because of this, the disaster and the pandemic of COVID, we were able to avoid a larger financial disaster when it comes to this because we were able to somewhat modify our working environment and able to produce while we're going through these disasters. We were not prepared, but we were forced to be prepared. We saw many situations where the schools were not prepared to teach our kids remotely, you know, so we weren't using the technology that we have to help us to in case of these things happening, in case of something happened. So we need to be able to use this technology to help us to prepare for these plan, you know, prepare and prioritize with our disaster plans so we can use that when it comes time when there is something that's an emergency and we do not get disrupted from what we're doing and we're able to still maximize our profit and not have as much expenses for, you know, our losses from what we're doing. So you want to make sure that that's, you know, you're using the technology. Don't be afraid of the technology. Don't think it's going to take us over. Just make sure that you are embracing our world and what it has to offer us. You know, of course, there's always bad that comes with the good, but everything that we do, even in any medication that we use, anything that we do, you know, even if the food that we eat, there's bad and good that comes with it. You have to weed out the bad and make sure that you're using the good wisely. So when it comes to your disaster plans, that's what you need to do. You need to make sure that you're creating a plan that will help you to recover as much money, as much of your revenues as possible to get your company operational and back to your pre-disaster level or back to your pre-emergency level. So if you're using your technology wisely and you're using your current day plans, these plans need to be reviewed all the time, then you should be able to weather any storm. And that's no pun intended, not just our storms that we have. We noticed today that COVID was a very, very large storm. And if we were prepared a little bit better when, you know, and not embracing the technology that we have instead of, you know, always combating it and complaining about it, use the good parts of it and you will be able to overcome anything that happens. Things happen, it will happen. A lot of the times we can't avoid things from happening, but it's how we handle it when it happens. And having a plan, being prepared for unforeseen circumstances within your business is a very important thing in order for you to be successful in your business. And sometimes in order for you to be in business and not have a business failure completely. This is Sharon, the Modern Savvy CPA, and I thank you for listening and watching me, and I will talk to you next time on a next bad business habit that businesses can overcome.